Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are, however you are. Welcome to the podcast. Yes.
Breakfast on Midlands 103 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Well, it's Peter with you, and every week we bring you the best of Breakfast on Midlands 103. And this week, it's a bit of a, because it's Halloween. Okay, it might be Halloween when you're listening to it now, but it was Halloween when the podcast was released. And we were talking Halloween movies, your favourite Halloween movies. And I asked Cameron, did he hear about our new weather reader? You'll hear about that in a sec. Cameron gives us a story about his nanny. And his nanny was really, really sneaky during a drinking game. Yeah, you have to hear this. And we play a little game called I Used to Think. You know, things you used to think when you were younger. You used to think such a thing was real, or you used to think that when you did this, this happened. It'll all be explained very, very soon. Don't worry about it. Plus, Lost Frequencies, great artist, great producer, great ear for music. Or does he? I'm onto him. I've discovered something that he has stolen from the Midlands. Well, practically stolen from the Midlands. Or let's say has taken influence from the Midlands. I asked Ellen about a very unusual football team name that she had to read out during the news. And, of course, loads, loads more. You can listen to the show in full Monday to Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Midlands103.com, or you can download the free Midlands 103 app and stay tuned to us. Right, enough of me talking nonsense. Let's get on with the podcast. Cameron, I don't think you've met our new weather forecast reader, have you?
I haven't.
Yeah, okay. Well, her name is Yoko Ono.
Okay.
And what she's going to do, she's going to sing the weather forecast for us.
Okay,
so this is the weather for today.
It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain like you've never seen before.
What do you think? Will it catch on?
It might do. It might do. Now, I just hope she can keep the persistent updates coming.
Yeah. Well, look, in fairness, that'll do her for like 364 days of the year
in
Ireland.
Yeah, that's true. So, she can probably repeat the same weather forecast until at least June.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, not a bad old job. What do you think?
Yoko? She's already got it pre-recorded. She can just keep firing that out.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course she can.
Yeah, easy life.
Absolutely. Now, I want to know your favourite Halloween movie, Cameron.
Oh, Peter.
I'm looking for a good recommendation. Peter, give me a good scare.
You have come to the right person.
Oh, lovely.
Horror movies are my jam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, now I love horror movies. I absolutely, this is very weird. I love being scared. Like, I know a lot of people have problems with like the jump scary Halloween movies. You know, like, they're not great, but they'll jump scare you. Love them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, give me something
them.
That'll give you a good jump, because I just find they're very cliched horror movies, and you know when the fright is coming and everything, but give me something that's going to scare the you know what out of me.
Right. Okay. There's a new one out at the moment. Not particularly scary, but the amount of gore in it alone will probably terrify. It's called Terrifier 2.
All right.
Just came out the other day. It's about a serial killer clown. I'm very good at watching horror movies. I really struggled, I have to say. It was particularly gory. Now, if you want something that will scare you, there's a movie called The Descent. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit older. Not a great movie, but plenty of jump scares. You'll jump a lot.
Right.
If you're looking for an actual good horror movie, like one that's scary but good, The Black Phone came out earlier this year. It's about a serial killer who kidnaps a child, puts him in this room. And there's a phone in the room which is disconnected, but he can hear all the past victims in the phone.
Oh, goodness.
It's fantastic movie. Really, really good.
Okay, I should take note.
There's two by, do you know the A24 studio?
No,
well, they produce horror movies. They brought out, so their plan is to release three horror movies in the same year. Mm-hmm. So they brought out X earlier this year, and then they brought out Pearl just recently. Okay. And they plan to bring out another one this year. They're very good movies as well.
Okay, so it's a good few in them. Yeah. I didn't think there was that many out this year.
There's so many. No, wow. People just, they give horror movies a bad rap.
Mm.
Now, I will say that the new Halloween movie, you know, Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Awful.
I heard it was
And
terrible.
I love the Halloween movies. They're good, just slasher movies. The new one, absolutely terrible.
I seen one advertised. It was Megan. Did you see that?
I haven't seen Megan. Is that the one? Oh, that's the one that's like Chucky.
Yeah, it's like an AI doll.
Female Chucky, but I believe people are calling it.
I can't get over the fact that she's the image of Una Healy.
I haven't noticed that. Hang on.
You're going to have to Google that. She's the image of our Una Healy from The Saturdays, originally from Tipperary.
Right.
She is the spitting image. I just can't get over it. Anyway, but
oh, you're right.
That's
quite weird.
Like Una Healy could take them to court
for using her image.
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
big time. Like goodness. Doll is the image of her, like, you know. I want something with a good fright. The only time I got a good fright at a Halloween movie was, well, somebody else got a bigger fright than me. I was in the cinema in Mullingar years ago watching, you know, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, of course.
And the freaky thing about that is it looks like it's recorded on CCTV, which makes look a little bit more real.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a good way of making a movie.
It is, it looks genuine, you know. But there's a big, big scare at the end. You know that big, big scare?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and we were all kind of expecting it. But you know when you get that surround sound from the cinema?
Yes.
That big
bang. It just hits you.
Oh, yeah. And this figure appeared on the screen and it was like, bang. But some guy a couple of rows behind us got a big, big fright. But he didn't do that, like you see in Hollywood, you know, scares. He went, and then shouted a B word at the woman on the screen. Yeah.
Nice.
And then he walked out in a huff, okay? It wasn't like he ran out going, this is too scary. He went, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And stormed out of the cinema.
He must have been on the first date or something, and the woman next to him just seen him as an absolute coward, went off in a huff.
There's no coming back from that, is there?
I have a Halloween story myself.
Okay.
So my granny loves horror movies as well. But she is a massive coward. Like, everything scares her. And one Halloween, it was only a couple of years ago, we were watching Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. the first one. And, like, this is how big of a coward she is. At the start of the movie, there's a scene where a rabbit runs by the screen pretty quickly. She screamed.
A rabbit, right?
A rabbit. But anyways, while we were watching this movie, we were playing a drinking game. Not advertising drinking, by the way.
We were playing
a drinking game, me, my granny, some of the family members. And the rules of the game were anytime somebody screams, everybody has to drink.
Oh, goodness.
Right? Okay, so we're playing this with my granny, who loves to scream.
I thought you were going to say who loves to drink.
No, she's an extreme lightweight. But anyways, right, so we're watching Friday the 13th. The movie's only about an hour and a half long. Mm-hmm. And we are hammering through drinks.
Okay.
Because,
7 Up.
Because, yeah, of
Fanta,
course. Because she won't stop getting scared.
Okay.
Okay, and by the end of the night, me and a couple of my other family members are fairly tipping along.
Mm-hmm.
And my granny is fine. Like, not a bother on her. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, she's always a lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she reveals to me the next day, after we stumbled home, went to bed, came back over to my granny's the next day. We were having breakfast over there. And she revealed to me that while everyone else was filling up their drinks with alcohol, mm-hmm. she was filling hers up with 7-Up. And was not drinking any alcohol in the slightest. So while she was getting frightened every 4 seconds, getting the rest of us drunk, she was not drinking any alcohol. She was fine.
There's no flies on granny, I'll tell you that.
No, absolutely none. I was outraged, to say the least.
Stuart's inquiry.
Yeah, I was devastated. Like, she just completely bamboozled me, manipulated us, mm-hmm. betrayal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the whole of the Midlands knows about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, look, Peter, you know I like to tell me stories on here.
Of course, absolutely. And shame on you, Granny.
Yeah, shame on you, Granny.
Yeah, but Granny, I think you're a legend, in fairness.
Right,
I think you're an absolute legend.
That's a bit uncalled for.
What is the Midlands' favourite Halloween movie, do you think?
Oh.
The results are in.
The results are in?
Yeah. Done, dusted, clean cut.
Right. Can you give me a hint? Is it a scary movie? Because I know The Nightmare Before Christmas is a very popular Halloween movie.
I suppose there's a couple of little scares in it, all right. But it's mostly comedy.
Mostly comedy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Okay. It's not the one of the Scream movies?
No.
Right. Okay. I can't guess this. Halloween movies are too hard to guess.
Okay. Do you give up?
I do. I give up. I don't think I can.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear this.
Right. Do we have a top five?
I have a top three.
Top three.
Yeah.
Scary Halloween movie, but mm-hmm. it's mostly funny.
Yeah. Actually, the top two are funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it one of the scary movies?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, I have no idea.
It's Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, Cameron, come on.
It's not scary at all.
There's a couple of little scares at the start, I think. You
know.
No. Yeah, a couple of little frights.
Come on, man. You played me.
Number two is Addams Family.
I like the Addams Family. Mm-hmm. Did you know, Peter, there's a TV series on the Addams Family coming out in a couple of weeks?
No, I didn't know that. My kids will be delighted to hear that.
Yeah, it's
my
following, young lad, you know, Wednesday.
Struggles to breathe whenever he sees Uncle Fester.
Ah.
With laughter.
Yeah. It follows the story of Wednesday Addams. Jenny Ortega's
being
it's coming out soon.
Nice one.
Very excited for it.
Lovely. Looking forward to that. Yeah. And at number three, Goosebumps.
Really?
Goosebumps at number three. There you go.
No. Surprised.
There you go. The Midlands have spoken.
Look, I have to be honest. People of the Midlands, I'm not happy.
With
those three selections. No, I didn't mind the family movies too much. There were some good ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fairly weak top three.
Okay.
The Addams Family, I guess.
Don't listen to Cameron, everybody. Don't. You hear this? Cameron, I'm going to turn down Cameron's fader. He now can't speak, okay? So don't listen to Cameron. He's just in a bit of a grumpy mood.
Wow.
Okay, the fader went back up. Let me pull it back. Announced a gig in Marley Park next year. Dermot Kennedy, Kiss Me, Midlands. 103, Peter Dunne with you. I love when you get in touch with me. I love it, and you never ever disappoint. You beautiful people of the Midlands. I'm asking you to finish this sentence. I used to think, okay, following that online trend recently. Terry said, I used to think when you heard a band playing on the radio, they would actually be playing live on the radio. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Dermot Kennedy just left there a second ago. He's using the jacks. Actually, no, he's at the vending machine. I used to think it was a Chester Drawers, as in called after somebody called Chester. It wasn't until I went to college my roommate corrected me. Chest of Drawers. Yeah. That's an easy mistake to make, I think. Angela said, I used to think the song by Van Morrison was Brown Eyed Squirrel. A Brown Eyed Squirrel. That's brilliant. Well, I know, we have to do this. Sorry, Angela, sorry, we have to do this. Hello. Brown Eyed Squirrel. Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. I love it. 083 3010 103. Text or WhatsApp. Finish this sentence. I used to think. Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. Sorry, yeah, my voice is kind of goose today. I got a couple of suggestions as to what songs I could sing with a voice like this. As I was joking, saying, you know, I could make an album or something, you know. Now I sound better than I normally do, you know. Got a suggestion in here from Barry saying, Peter, you could do Johnny Cash Hurt. Let's give it a bash. Okay. I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. Not bad, no? I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. Could be onto something, Barry. Could be onto something, eh? 083 3010 103, text or WhatsApp. A lot of you getting in touch. In the last hour, we were finishing this sentence. I used to think. Lovely kind words from Mary as well. Thanks, Mill Mary. Glad you tuned our way this morning. Hope you're well. Jane said, I used to think you had bugs on your tongue because growing up, my sister used to call them taste bugs. That is brilliant. What else do we have here? Bernie said, I used to believe Chrissy Moore's song was They Would Never Donate the Dome, Me Boys. I was fairly red-faced after singing so many times, but still sang it the same way, and it feels better. Have a good Tuesday. Thank you, Barney. Have a great day. Did NATO donate to Dome, you boys? Isn't that it? Yeah. They would never donate to Dome. Peter, I used to think the song Dreams from Gabrielle in 2007 said, I'm not making flans for tomorrow. Gabrielle, will you stick on a few flans, will you? No. No, I told you, I'm not making flans for tomorrow. What a song. Brilliant. Thanks, Rachel. Another one here. I used to think they said, pleased to meet you, not peace be with you at Mass. You may now offer each other the sign of peace. Pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Are you with me? Are you with me? Lost Frequencies, Midlands 103. It's Peter with you. I was just thinking there earlier, with songs like Where Are You Now and Are You With Me, Lost Frequencies really just have Midland phrases in his songs, doesn't he? Honestly, are you with me and where are you now? You know, I'm sure you've gotten a phone call here. Where are you now? Where are you now? Or, come here, do you know what I'm saying? Like, are you with me? Are you with me, like? Like, they're just Midland phrases made into songs, pretty much. So, I'm thinking, will we make our own Lost Frequency songs based on more Midland phrases? What do you think? Go on, let's give it a bash. Let's give it a bash. The Mexican sky. Right, let's try Come Here to Me. Right, okay. Let's give it a bash. Let's do this. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Come here to me. Oh, come here to me. See, it works, doesn't it? That's all it is. They're just Midland phrases. Let's try another one. Let's rewind it back. Now let's try I Come Out of It, okay? Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. I come out of it. I come out of it. I'm telling you, that's all they are. We've stumbled upon this. Let's do more. Listen to the mariachi. Now let's go with Asher Lockett. Asher Lockett. Asher Lockett. Right, one more, and I promise I'm done then, okay? I'll stop annoying you. The last one we'll do is I'll slap the arse of you. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. I'll slap the arse of you. I'll slap the arse of you. Now, Lost Frequencies, we're on to you. We're on to you here on Midlands 103. Let's do this. Yeah, other people's price. Yeah, other people's price. Yeah, other people's pranks. Yeah, other people's pranks. Yeah, right, okay, let's do this. So, I love this one. A bunch of lads came across a very irate Scotsman working in a takeaway. So what do you do to an irate Scotsman when he's working in a takeaway? Well, you wind him up, don't you? Simple as, you keep bringing him with silly things. And it sounds a little something like this.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, yeah. I think there's someone in your place. Two of my friends, in fact.
What?
There's two of my friends are in your place at the moment, and I can't get through to them.
Yeah, I'm not a message service.
Pardon?
I'm not a message service. It's a pizza shop.
Yes. I just need... Right, there are two friends, and I need you to find them for me. I think they're in your place, okay?
Right. What's their names?
Right. Anita...
Anita.
Are you writing this down?
Gotta get go, right, Anita.
Right. Anita. Goffredump. GOFRADUMP.
Anita Goffredump. You're a
Hello, I was just wondering, do you deliver?
Yes, we do deliver.
Okay then, I'd like one large pizza.
One large pizza.
With liver and pineapple.
Liver and pineapple?
Yes.
We don't do liver and a pineapple and a pizza.
Sorry?
We don't do liver on pizzas.
Well, you said you deliver.
We deliver, or you little... pizza.
Hi, do you do takeaway?
Of course we do takeaway.
You do takeaway, yeah?
Yes, we do takeaway.
Okay, what's 12 minus 6?
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Pink A Million Dreams, Midlands 103. I'm getting you to finish this sentence. I used to think, okay? I used to think the term party line was a number you could phone to find out where all the parties were from Karen. That would probably make more sense, actually, Karen, wouldn't it? I used to think a lot, but then I stopped because it hurt too much from Avril. Derek takes in, he said, I used to think Canderel tablets were sweets. I had a few, but I could never understand why anyone would eat them. Derek, I think we all made that mistake at one stage or another. Oh, the thoughts of it.
The thoughts of it.
I used to think LOL meant lots of love instead of laugh out loud. I once texted my daughter after her college exam results to say, not to worry, you can always repeat them, LOL. You did not, did you? Oh, goodness. Ah, yeah, you can always repeat them. Ha ha.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose.
Ellen, do you have your news script from 8 o'clock?
I do.
Okay. Do you have the sport from 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who Shamrock Rovers will play in the Europa League qualifier?
Scuppy.
Scuppy.
Yeah.
What a name. What a name.
We actually had a conversation about this in the newsroom last week when I was going, have I got that right?
Scuppy.
Scuppy.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not know Scuppy? They're North Macedonian's finest football club.
No.
They were
champions
last season. Do you not know Scuppy?
No, that's terrible, isn't it?
It's shocking. Like, we're big Scuppy fans here.
Now, I would be, I'd be familiar enough now with the goings on of North Macedonia. But so that one slipped by. Slipped under my radar there. It's a funny one. It's the shk bit that gets me, like you're from God knows where.
Scuppy.
Scuppy. How many few scoopies?
Scoopies and
when Scuppy win.
I say sometimes you look at the scripts and you go, what? Is somebody taking the mic or what?
Yeah, I have to say now, like, I've nothing against the Hungarians either, Peter, but I'm not happy to be seeing Ferenc Vrás back in the news again.
Who? Ferenc
Vrás of Hungary are playing Karabag of Azerbaijan.
God, that's giving me indigestion as we speak.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Look, people think all I do is just read.
No,
which,
we know.
To be fair, is a good chunk of my job. It's they throw these ones in then, like as if, you know, you've been having too easy of a spell there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The Shamrock Rovers and Athlone Town, you know.
Yeah, the easy ones, yeah. The Man United, the Liverpools, Chelsea's, yeah. Speaking of which, actually, will we play a little game called Team or No Team?
Go on, I love your little games, go on.
Let's do it. So, Ellen Butler, you have to guess if this is a genuine football team or am I making it up, okay?
Okay.
Right, okay, let's do this. Insurance Management Bears.
What?
Insurance Management Bears.
Oh, this is so hard. This is definitely a trick. Okay. I'm going to say it's a real team.
You're going to say it's a real team, okay. Yay, well done, congratulations. It is a real team.
Do you know where they are?
They are from Nassau.
Okay, yeah, of course they're American.
They have to be. Yeah.
Sponsor, corporate sponsor like that.
11 men in flight. Is that a football team or not?
No.
No? It is. It's a football team in Swaziland. Oh, no. Do you not know them? Seriously.
No. 11 men.
11 men. Oh, not only 11 men, 11 men in flight.
That's actually... Okay, I should have known that. Never mind, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving swiftly on.
Okay, next one. FC Santa Claus.
Yeah?
Well done. FC Santa Claus
are they Finnish?
A football club in Finland. Yes, congratulations. Well done. Good guess.
I reckon, you know, Santa Claus is traditionally Finnish, but... Mm-hmm. That's surely not a place, Santa Claus.
I'm looking at the crest here and it's literally Santa Claus writing a letter with one of those big feather pens, you know, the...
Yeah.
It's,
please
it's
tell
cool.
me their kit is like red with...
Oh, of course it's
trimming.
Red.
Yeah,
it has
yeah.
to be red, yeah, definitely.
And possibly a hat. It was cold.
Oh, a hat. Full wax, yeah.
Has to be a Santa hat.
Right, let's give you another one. Deportivo Moron.
We've had a good few yeses so far.
Okay.
So just judging off that, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say it's wrong.
It's not a real team.
It is. It's a real team in Argentina. No.
What are they called?
Deportiva Moron.
Moron.
Yeah.
I'd say they get plenty of abuse.
Oh, yes.
From
yes.
their home supporters and away.
Let's stick with teams, Deportivo. Yeah. And there's another. Is there another team called Deportivo Wanka?
Possibly. I wouldn't doubt it, to be honest, after this line.
Is that a yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Correct. Yes. Well done. There is, and they're in Peru now.
Oh, God. Thankfully, they're presumed to speak Peruvian.
I can only hope so.
Yeah, yeah, and English is absolutely not a commonly used language there. That would knock down well.
I won't tell you their nicknames, actually. I think it might be too rude at 20 to 9 in the morning.
You can tell me off
air. I will, yeah. Okay, one more.
Okay.
One more. Let's see if you can get this right. Is there a football team called Fart?
Yeah, there definitely is.
Okay, let's go for it. Yes. And they are from Norway. There you go.
Oh, God.
And you'd never guess. you'd never guess what their badges or their crest is.
Oh, no.
No word of a lie. It's a whoopee cushion.
It is not.
It's a whoopee cushion. Yeah, I kid you not.
What? So maybe is this like kind of the actual deliberate self-deprecation? Like if we make the joke first,
nobody else can get this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've got a great sense of humour and they're actually like, why is our club called this?
I'd say the journalist in you, Ellen, is just dying to write the back headlines of the tabloids, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could you imagine you'd have a field day with these?
Fart, blown away by opposition. Fart, full of hot air.
Oh, brilliant. your talents are wasted on breakfast. You should be a tabloid sub-editor.
Yeah, for Fart FC in Norway.
Press officer, yeah, on the side. That could be your side gig.
Yeah.
I wonder how long you'd last there if you wrote those kind of headlines, though.
Yeah,
I think your next challenge should be to gather up all of those teams and create a new
Super League.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear you.
International Super League. Peru, Argentina, mm-hmm. Norway, Finland, Macedonia. They'd be like, where the hell is he going with these countries?
Yeah.
And then you see the lineup and you're like, okay, yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
And it'll all just blow up, you know.
In fact.
I love it. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And actually, do you know what their stadium is called?
What?
Fartbana. So there you go. We could have the finals in Fartbana. What do you think?
I'm all for it. I'll be there.
Yeah. So never mind your European Super League. All that controversy there recently.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm all for it, yeah.
The world's weirdest football names. Let's do it. Big tournament.
The world needs this. Peter.
Yes, we need it. Absolutely. Thanks, Ellen. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. James texted in and said, well, Peter, I heard apparently we can't tell kids they're getting cold for Christmas because the toys are cheaper. Oh, brilliant. Good morning, Peter. As a young child, I used to think that the priest in the confession box had an upstairs in them and was looking down at the person in the box. I had the fear in God in me from Jackie. Love it. A double-decker confessional box. Brilliant. Mike texts in and said, Peter, I used to think when we were young we were going to Rose and Alice, that we were going to visit two old ladies called Rose and Alice. Oh, that's brilliant. Phyllis said, I used to think the song There's a Guy Works Down the Chip Shop Swears He's Elvis was There's a Guy Works Down the Chip Shop Where Adele Lives.
Are you missing the music? Well, you can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103.
So as I was saying to you, do you ever find yourself giving out to the kids that they're spending too much time on the computers? Yeah, maybe think twice about that, because there's a guy called Adam Beals, aka Adam B, and he's one of the most successful Irish YouTubers. He uploaded a video to his 3 million subscribers showing a big reveal lately. He started this little side hustle when he was 12 and he's now 20, and his big reveal was he was able to buy his parents a house with all the money he made on YouTube. There you go. So he started off like doing silly things like pranking his parents and his brother and uploading the videos and this kind of stuff. Gained a lot of following. And as you do, if you got a lot of following online, you got a lot of cash. So there you go. So next time you find yourself about to give out to the young lad or the young fella or the young one and say, get off that computer, it's no good for you. Best thing to do is to go up to them and go, I tell you what, I'm going to make you a few sandwiches. I'm going to make you, stay on that as long as you want. You just remember all I do for you, won't you? As long as you want, no problem at all.
Get this show in full, Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103.